That's correct. I think it was the 14th of April, 2019, yeah. Well, the lead up to it was, Jerry, that at the Padre Pio devotions, the witness is very much a part of the devotion, and we use different people to cover different themes, people who've had life experiences, and that they share their story with us. So my nephew Shane told me about this guy who trained with him in Mary Eye. His name was David Saunders, and you know that he was special and had an amazing effect on the bunch, that particular bunch that went through Mary Eye that year. And he just said, you know, he said, I'd say he'd be good at that stuff. So yeah, we got word to David, and obviously David was fierce busy at the time, because I'd say he was doing a lot of gigs and he was in school teaching and he had other issues to manage as well. So fair play for him. He kept his word, and after about maybe 5 months from the initial contact, we set a date, and his mother and himself came back. And Jerry, my first impression was actually amazing, one of awe, because I saw this giant in front of me. He stood about 6'5". I was looking up at him, and I'm a tall loader myself, but I was looking up at him, and you know, a roguish face on him, and like, what's the crack here? Like, what do you expect of me, and all this kind of stuff. So he went up and he did his witness, and a lot of the stuff he talked about, Jerry, like, will resonate forevermore in the minds of those who are present. For example, he just threw out one line as like, you know, that it's not the mountains ahead of us that prevent us going forward. It's sometimes the little stones in our own shoes, the little pebbles that hold us back, maybe not the mountains ahead of us. And he was very clear like that. He was coming in humility, and he hoped that through his message, he'd bring positivity to other people's lives. You know, so it was that kind of stuff he was at, and he gave an amazing witness on that idea, yeah. He was a kind of a messenger of hope for people in difficult times and spaces and places.
That you will get through, and you will make it through to the other side of it.
Actually, these people are scarce. Like, you know, we didn't have to read a textbook, or we didn't have to go on a course to find it out. Like, we just had this amazing, amazing guy in front of us. Actually, then there were lots of youngsters, because he's a teacher. So a lot of youngsters turned up as well. Like, and you know, he threw off the prosthesis,
yes.
And he used his crutches just to show how he played amputee football.
Yeah.
It was riveting stuff, really.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this morning,
amazing.
I just felt compelled that I just wanted to share that lovely, lovely moment we had in Ixna in 2004.
Yeah, another testament to the person that we're hearing about from those who knew him, and especially that'll give his family some solace at this tough time, Father Massey.
You'd hope it would. Like, he was an ordinary guy who did things in an extraordinary way, and he had a quality that I suppose we'd like to believe is particular to ourselves. He had a beautiful quality of humility. Humility, like, in the sense that not that he bowed his head and he didn't know anything about anything, like, but that he was appreciative that the few gifts he had were given to him on loan to be used to support other people, even at that stage of his life.
He used his time very well, Father Massey, for all he got involved in life, in his own personal life and in his sporting life.
He did. He used his time well, and he had an amazing gift that he'd listen. He'd listen. You could see that sense in him. He was reflective. Like, he'd listen to a story or to a viewpoint, and he'd reflect on that, and he'd give you his opinion, and he just wouldn't be shooting off the cuff, like, off his head, you know. So I would imagine if he got his teeth stuck into something like that, he'd be very genuine, and there'd be no messing involved on any side, like, you know. Inspirational,
yeah.
and with amazing leadership qualities.
Yeah, amazing. Father Massey, finally, look, if you look at the span of his life and what he went through, and that was what gave him, I suppose, the confidence to speak on that particular day, but two battles with cancer, losing a leg as a result of it, and then taken so young, it doesn't seem fair, does it, for someone to go through that and that to be the end?
Oh, sure. Look. When you read the, and reflect on the bare facts, like, it doesn't. It seems quite unfair, because he had so many gifts and he had so much to offer. But the story coming back, like, is that he was very resigned, that he packed what he could into the space into the short space of time he had. And, you know, I think that typified in the fact that, you know, he set up this GoFundMe fundraiser to support his wife and family into the future. Like, so this was a serious guy, and I would imagine that he had reconciled himself with his story and the fact that he was being plucked at a short time, because he packed a lot of living and loving and generosity into that life.
And there's a lesson for all of us in that, I suppose, Father Massey.
There is. It takes some fellows like myself a lifetime to do it, and by leaving them half started. You know, in all of our lives, like Jerry, there are things half done, half started, half attempted, but this guy seems to have ticked a lot of boxes in a short number of years.
Yeah, he certainly did. Well, look, Father Massey, thanks for telling us that story about him, that aspect of his life, and that day he came to speak in the church, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks, Jerry. God bless you. Bye.